Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. Today, we are talking about something that nobody wants to talk about unless you're going through it. And then when you're going through it, it's too late because there are no words. So I remember this in many chapters of my illness, and it is ugly and it's scary and it's embarrassing and it's gross. And we have to unpack it because so many people are going through this, and you need to know that you're not alone and that this is even a necessary part of the healing process when you have a chronic condition or a set of chronic symptoms. So I like to call this part of the journey the breakdown, because you're literally feeling your body fail you. And you're also watching your life around you, or what you thought was your life, fall apart. It's falling away. It's disintegrating. You feel like your body's letting you down. You are losing a part of your ego that's very outdated and needs to dissolve and integrate and just break up into these pieces. And it's a really scary process for most of us. And it lasts way longer than we wanted to, for sure. Certainly, we don't have the capacity for it in our culture. And we're just like, hurry up, get it done. This is so scary. Can we go back to normal, please? Can we go back to normal? And the truth is, that normal, whatever we thought of as normal, is over. Your illness is there to serve you as a way to decompose the parts of your life that are no longer serving you. That's what your body and that's what your psyche are using it for. And it has a purpose. And it's scary to feel your body fail you, to actually have to attend to it and really slow down and investigate what went wrong. But it's actually an invitation to meet your deepest knowing self, to face what you might have refused to believe, all the magnificence of who you really are, and this aliveness of who you really are that's now coming through is no longer a match for the old life that you have known. And there just isn't room in this process to be the good girl or boy. You're going to have to give all that up to meet your own miracles. It's so hard, but you got to let things fall apart. You got to let the bed go unmade. You got to let go of the ropes. You got to stop lassoing your inner being into confinement and submission. Like, do you honestly think God cares if you wash the dishes right away? Not the one I know. So let people down. Let them all the way down and throw away the to-do lists. You got to simplify. You got to live small now to live big later. And you have to go inside. Deep inside, where there are no words, right to the root of it all. And when you're in there, deep in the dark, you will stay way longer than you intend to. Your left brain, your ego, your rules for life will tell you to hurry up. Just get the alchemy over with, right? So we can get back to the bustle of life above ground. Get back to the to-do lists. Get back to the roles we once knew. But the body has other ideas because it's in deep relationship to the soul. And it needs to stretch. It needs to focus on the roots, stretch the roots deep. It needs quiet and care. And your body and your soul need you to carry more about what is true for your soul than true for society. Care more about what is true for you than what is true for everyone around you. Because it doesn't give one rat's ass about calendars or deadlines. So it's not going to look good. And it often won't feel good either. And that's just the truth of it, right? The rashes, the fatigue, the embarrassing, frustrating gut stuff. You know, you're going to be doing all sorts of stuff with that body that you really wish people weren't aware of. And it's going to be gross. You're going to spend so much more time in the bathroom than you ever thought possible. Pulling worms out, getting flukes and stones out, and praying for a bowel movement, now praying for the waterfall diarrhea to stop. Will I ever sweat again? Oh God, please make the night sweat stop. It's like there's no dial that has a middle and the pendulum is swinging back and forth. When am I going to find my center again? There's just a layer of this gross corporeal stuff to healing that you're going to feel a very strong urge to hide. And that is okay. Just retreat. Just break down. Just let it all go. Go deep. Slow down. Let the leaves fall. Let the wind blow above ground. You'll emerge once healing has unfolded, deep within, under the soil, in the dark. You will emerge once more into a glorious new spring. And you know we only value spring's magic after a long winter. So yes, people will be amazed at your transformation, right? But that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because anything else is a lie. And you are all about reclaiming your truth once more. When you have finally suffered enough, reclaiming your truth, reclaiming your real vitality is all that really matters. So when you feel an urge to hurry the body up, when you feel rushed in the healing process, when you're judging yourself for going too slow and not meeting your expectations, just explore that. Just notice. Where is that hurry coming from? Is it coming from the inside? From your own expectations? Right? Is it coming from an authentic desire to be free? Or is it coming from an imposed desire to just conform and get back to normal? Right? Sense into the part of you that's afraid or rushed or impatient. And just hold it. Just say thank you. Just say welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your concerns. Welcome. I'm sure that makes sense. Just keep saying thank you, welcome. Thank you, welcome. Don't push this part of yourself away that wants to rush, that is afraid that if you don't hurry and get back to the roles that you played before you outgrew them, that you will no longer be loved. That's a valid concern. Welcome that part of you in. Say welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Send the breath into that part. Welcome the part. Give it all the time it needs to relax, dissolve, and dissipate into the fullness of who you are and the fullness of your awareness once more. And just remember, everything you want is available to you in its truest form now. Maybe not that calendar date or that arbitrary metric that you assigned imaginary importance to, or that weight on the scale finally coming up to a normal weight or coming down to a normal weight, because boy, chronic illness will really mess with that, won't it? But the essence of what you think you want, the peace, the centeredness, the safety, the belonging, the love, whatever the essence is of what you really deeply need and want is absolutely available to you right now. Just slow down. Receive the essence of that. Receive it from the planet. If you can open to that portal, receive it from God or the universe, if that resonates for you. It doesn't have to come from your neighbor or your girlfriend or your boss or that friend that used to get you but doesn't anymore now that you're going through this huge, ugly breakdown. It's not going to come from them. It's got to come from within. So let the breakdown happen. Embrace it. Even savor it. Let everything fall away except for the most magical essence of who you are that cannot be destroyed. And that's when you know that you're on your way to your spring. That the end of winter is near. And savor every minute. As scary as it is, as gross as it is, be present for it all. I thought I was going to die so many times in this stage, and I fought it, and I fought it, and I fought it, and I just refused to trust myself. I refused to take responsibility for my body. And you know what? Still had to do it in the end. Still had to savor every fucking minute on the toilet, on the bathroom floor with an enema bucket. And I know that there's a magical thread in this for you too. So just remember, you're not alone. This is one stage of healing, and it's necessary, but it also transforms. It's inevitable.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.